Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my left, Mr. Danny Tamborelli. Welcome, welcome.
To somebody's left, because it sure ain't mine.
And below me, which is still weird to say,
Michael C. Marona.
I'm just talking Zoom video here.
I'd prefer not to. Back off, Jack. You've been podcasting with me how long? You don't know what color my eyes are?
Yeah, that's messed up.
That's kind of messed up, dude.
Yeah.
You guys only know my eyes are brown because I'm full of shit all the time.
There he is.
That'll teach him.
Boys, how are you? There he is, young G. Speaking of, we just had a little visit from Danny's youngin. Here's a little photo of Mike's youngin. Youngin's about.
These youngins be everywhere.
Yeah.
It's so
where's
true.
Where's your youngin, Jeremy?
Actually, in the other room, We got another foster dog. His name is Richie.
And is he rich? Is he Richie Rich?
I preferred the name Cholito.
I know. Cholito, just for an update, Cholito was adopted and moved to Boston. Has an accent now and everything.
Already?
Really enjoying he's big beans.
Already full of himself and a complete, unbearable in a group setting.
Exactly. No, he's doing great. He got adopted by a really nice family and a couple and very close to a park, so his old legs.
So he gets to do what you want, live out his days on a farm or just some grass in general.
Yeah, absolutely. And great. He deserves it.
I don't remember Cholito selecting the farm experience.
We selected it for him.
they were farm parents, you know, like stage parents, like get up there. He was like, we're farm dog parents. And
oh, they're a big,
go to sleep on a big farm. And I said, dude, don't say that because you're saying go to sleep. That's same thing when I say I'm going to go put Alfie down and feel weird every time I say it.
Yeah,
you
want
to put him down. It's like, eh, like old Yeller style in the backyard. Ugh. With the rope.
Let's hope not.
No.
I
mean, it could happen. Who knows? I could snap.
Just don't.
I could snap.
You could snap in time.
Do you want to talk about all about this vintage car you've been working on or no? Because for me, it's very interesting. Oh, you don't have a background now. For me, it's very interesting because I didn't even know you had a car other than your main car. And, oh, yeah, Third Eye Blind, baby.
You've had that El Camino for years and years and years.
You wish.
Oh, it is pretty good that when you get it just the right spot where your microphone disappears, but the fake mic is there.
I'm sorry.
It's really special.
I'm sorry. Is this thing on?
It's really for the Patreon viewer. You'll love it. And if you're not, you should join. It's very cheap.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Patreon, I was thinking about maybe you should have a section on there, Danny, where you show all of your fan petunias. What do you think about that?
We call them Fantunias, first of all.
Fantunias, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that Flip Fantunia?
Dip Trip.
Diddy
Flip Bitty. Fantunia.
Yeah.
I hate that I just did that. That really upsets me.
Like us three.
I can definitely do that. That's easy. That's an easy thing to do. I have well over 100. Maybe I'll do one a day. So, a third of the year can be filled with brand new petunia tattoos.
I was going to say, don't blow your load too soon. What if this quarantine thing
goes?
I wouldn't
upload them all at once. Yeah.
What if this quarantine thing goes longer than 90 days? Then what are you going to have?
Hasn't it already been 90 days? I don't even know.
I think if we put all of our black t-shirts together, we wouldn't be able to last. Even if we just did one a day, we wouldn't be able to last out this quarantine. So it's going to take, what do you call it? Cooperation.
Gosh, we had black tees for May was what, 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
It was 4 years ago because it was during the World Cup.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Oh, speaking of, I heard Sepp Blatter got off. Is that true? Or he, I read
this is a real non sequitur, but I did not read it. So
we were trying to talk about your El Camino. Can we get back to that, please?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to talk about that.
Okay. So when I was in LA doing Slackers like 20 years ago. Right? Summer of 2000.
Yeah. Exactly 20 years ago, Michael. Good man.
I decided that I would get this car and drive it back because I had to go out to California to shoot Slackers. And I was in LA for a number of months and I was like away from home and stuck. And
what's the most LA thing you can do? Buy an El Camino and drive it back to New York.
It's not an El Camino, is it?
It is an El Camino.
What are you talking about, Jeremy?
Is it an El Camino?
I'm telling an entirely different story, sir.
Okay. What kind of car do you have? That's what I was asking.
So so it didn't have seatbelts and it didn't have air conditioning. And those were the two real like sticking points before I could drive it home. And like I was wrapped on Slackers in August of 2000 at some point. Maybe I was even wrapped in July. And my college girlfriend was really anxious to get back home, you know, for, we didn't have orientation, but she wanted to get back home before school started.
She came out with you?
Whereas I didn't. No, but she came out at the very last second to take this drive back with me, which I salute her and nominate her for canonization, even if she's not religious. So it took a while to get the air conditioner and seatbelts. But in August, we rolled out of LA immediately into a forest fire, like into a wildfire. Driving to Las Vegas in the middle of the night, and the ten, not even before we got there, was closed for a fire.
Should be no beer.
Well, his lips smell like beer, and I could. There's a little bit of water.
Hold on a second, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's talk between us.
I'm listening, Jeremy.
Did he drink? Did Alfie have a beer? That's my question.
No, Alfie did not have any beer. And if he did, he wouldn't be able to stand up. Oh, he can't stand up anyway. So he can't stand up.
Actually, I just saw him stand up by himself today for the first time. I guess he's doing that now.
Okay.
But he can't walk yet, but he's in the stand position.
In the place where you live. Think about the place where you live, Nender, if you haven't now, for with the place where you are now, work more, work harder than you ever worked before now.
Being a dad is hard. He knocked over an empty beer can, and I guess Kate didn't see it, and then she picked him up, and his lips smelled like beer, and she freaked out. She was like, how much beer was in that can? I was like, that can was there from last night.
He's a Detweiler. He was born to drink.
That's a Tamborelli is more the drinking one.
But
Detweiler is not so much.
But they're German, yeah, they're the brewers.
They are the brewers, yes. They were brewing the feast that the tiny little bit of alcohol that was left in that can, which I don't leave floaters, by the way. I'm not a floater leaver. Unless
married man, you definitely leave floaters.
No, that's not true. Although, truth be told, today I did take a picture of my poop and send it to Kate.
Why?
I did.
Why?
Because the first round of poop came out was like a nice and solid one, and the second one was not. And so I just sent her a that picture and I said A Tale of Two Poops.
Bristled. You did totally bristled. You got Bristol
tail. I don't usually do that, but it was such a stark contrast that I felt like I needed to show somebody other than myself.
Jeremy,
I don't want to hear.
Jeremy, you another have word. Jeremy, zero legs to stand on. FaceTime.
I don't want
to
hear another word.
FaceTime bidet
no,
boy.
It's different.
Bidet
no,
boy.
Same.
That's
bidet,
real time.
Exactly
no, that's different.
Actually, less gross.
FaceTime bidet boy.
Why is
it's
it less
not,
gross?
It's because you don't have to look at a fucking two different shits that came out of your body. You're just
that's
looking at my face
point.
While water
that's
hits my lung
hole. No, but see, that's creepier because that's in real time.
For the listener, no. Yes. we're plowing some old ground here. We're plowing some night soil, if you would, fertilized with human waste.
Anyway,
if
I'm sorry that I interrupted. I'm sorry I interrupted your story. So you get a forest fire with your car.
Put it out,
like
you know,
you
with
put
the,
it out.
Yeah, because the
you use the antifreeze.
Well, no, the El Camino is a big car, so it's like you displace a lot of air
right.
when you move. So I sucked all the air out of the forest fire, and it just instantly went out. But that first night we got to Vegas at like 3 a.m, and then there was just like another 11 days of hijinks, basically. And getting
so
across
you,
the
so
country.
You took your sweet time. It took you almost 2 weeks to get back.
Longest we spent was New Mexico, aka the land of entrapment, and went to visit Billy the Kid's gravestone and broke down. And I went to one of the belts fell off the engine. It was an important belt. It was the fan belt.
The timing belt?
No, it was an important belt.
Serpentine?
Travertine? And so we kind of looked for. I think I told the story rather recently, actually, about the lady whose husband helped us in her mutated looking vegetables. But
excuse me.
Yeah,
is that because she's by Roswell? Were you by Roswell? Is that why things are mutated?
We were in New Mexico, but not. I don't think we were by Roswell. Anyway, had a great time. Drove the car back here. Realized I couldn't handle it. It sat out in Staten Island for a while, and then I gave it to Sonny's brother. So it's been in Red Hook for quite a while.
And then you got it back?
No.
You're just using it?
No. This is like...
I'm very confused.
And what kind of car is this? That's what I want to
okay,
know.
Okay, I think there's two cars here.
There you go, you figured
and
it out.
And now I'm understanding
yeah,
the situation.
Yeah.
The
one
car,
is not mine,
one
is not mine anymore.
The,
right, exactly.
The El Camino is no longer yours,
you
but
go.
You have
okay.
another car that has been sitting in Queens getting fixed for a long time.
I've just been working on it since the quarantine started. Just wasn't taking care of it before that. And
and what car is that?
It's an MG.
Right, it's
Ooh.
MG. I'm sorry.
So
that's right.
Jeremy, I think I sent him a picture.
Oh, yeah, with you and G.
I might have sent a picture, yeah. And that was like... you should probably delete that because the kid should be in a car seat. And the MG, there's really not room for a car seat. So
I mean, it doesn't have seat belts.
Really not
you
really.
You can throw a car seat in there.
It's not really a rear seat whatsoever, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I won't turn that over.
For all we know, the car was parked. So
it was not,
G could just be hanging out in it.
It was not working for a while. I bought it from my friend's dad and brought it back over there, and he helped me put it back together.
That's awesome.
Get it going. And now there's a laundry list of stuff we got to do with it.
Well,
so
it's
just working
it's
on
not,
that stuff, working on that stuff a day at a time with my friend's dad, which has been fun.
It's kind of shocking to me that you're good with cars. I guess I never thought about that. Or
I think this is just a really simple car. I'm not good with cars.
Okay, but you did all this work to it. I mean, that's pretty.
I had an educated person telling me what to do.
Oh.
But
gotcha.
Now I have, by osmosis, acquired some of that skill. Or if in the Dragon Ball Z, if I were Cell or Frieza, I could have just absorbed all that ability from
other
Z fighters.
I lost you a carburetor.
Yeah, I thought so.
Dragon Ball Z,
but it's it's a 72, so. It's even older than Jeremy.
It's not actually.
Barely.
Oh, it is.
It's about when it was built.
I born in 65 or 75. Yeah. I can't remember.
So it's a car that's actually older than Jeremy and made by like old stodgy British people. So there's not a lot. They were not in the metrics then. This was still all standard. So the wrench is coming for actions. A lot of stuff is like in the way of other stuff. You got to move stuff before you can move other stuff.
Right. So if you were, you know, actually charging people, you'd be charging them a lot more hourly rate because you got to take stuff apart, get to the thing, to then put it back together, to then put back the other part that didn't need to be taken off.
That's possible. In addition,
I know how it works. I know how it works. I've been jacked so many times by different fucking auto mechanics.
I feel like in Jersey,
hourly wages out of me.
Yeah, I feel like in Jersey, you get like a card when you get a car that says like you know this card entitles you to get ripped off 3 times, and then they're just like, let me see your card, and they punch it for you. They're like, first time, right, buddy?
I thought you get the look of a first timer.
You know what? I feel like we should have an adventure. Once you feel like you're like mildly educated, we go to my parents' house. We work on my dad's first car that sits in the driveway.
I heard about that thing. You told me.
71 Buick Centurion.
Yeah.
Convertible.
My friend would be way into that.
I mean, it definitely needs some work.
I feel like the last car stuff we even talked about was El Cavalieri.
El Cavalieri.
I'm not very Italian.
I'd love to go to Italy with Jeremy just once, so I have him order off the menu.
Travels with Pomodoro. Travels with Pomodoro.
It's a mess because then there's a vegetarian angle there, which I tried to order before when I was in Italy, and it's a little tougher.
Because you don't like mushrooms. You can eat vegetarian if it's mushrooms in Italy, but you don't fuck with mushrooms, so it screws everything up.
Dan, thank you for a seamless segue into Pastina Fazool. I've been trying to think of a name for this stupid fucking thing that I made, and I didn't add enough broth to the pan as I was making it. So after a bit of cooking, the pastina just absorbed all the water. So now it's just like...
Oh, it's just these big, thick balls.
It's just saucy bean. No, it's not like... It's not like, what do you call it? The big couscous. It's like saucy beanie big pastina. It's like saucy beanie pastina. But there's not a soup there.
Yeah.
But that was my pastina fazool.
Gosh, we're going down that Italian.
I'm saying that could also be Jeremy's drag name. If you ever if you ever competed on Drag Race, that could be your.
I already have one.
What's your drag name, Jeremy?
It's actually I was going to make one up, but now I got to really think about
it. Okay, let's go back to Danny. Let's come back around to Danny.
Mine's easy. We call myself Big Red. That's it.
It's not huge.
It's not big great, red.
What would I call myself then?
Skinny Red. We could be a duo. We could be another duo. We'd be a drag duo.
There are these brothers. There's Big and Skinny Red. There's a Shaw Brothers Kung Fu movie. I don't think it's 10 Tigers of Kwantung, but it's one of the more known ones. That there's these two brothers, short axe and long axe, and one of them has like a big axe and one of them has two little axes. And they're each like competing throughout the whole movie to see how many opposing people they kill. And they end up tied.
They end up tied at the end?
Yeah. They look at each other and like they're each on 16 and there's one guy left and they kill him together. And they look and they nod at each other and they go, even score.
Wow.
I'll see if I can't find it for it. I can't see if
like
I can't
every,
find it.
It seems like every soccer fan would love that movie.
I did fact check what is your drag name via the basically.
Do you have a drag name generator of some kind, Jeremy? I would like something that's relevant to your interests and not something that an algorithm told you.
Yes, I could do that. Yes, but
since there's a simple formula here, go ahead.
Yeah, this is RuPaul's formula, so right. I don't know
so
why we would change that.
So what's your?
So mine is Miss is Ornacia Lake. Mrs. Ornacia Lake.
Mine is Mrs. Sequence Fox. I actually kind of like that.
I like Big Red better.
I know. Well, you know, that's it's
very I don't think you can defeat mine, actually. Mine is undefeated.
Mine Lady is Peaches?
Lady Ophelia Filth.
Yeah.
Wow.
pretty undefeated in drag name. Wow. School.
I think you win for sure. Yeah.
This was, what do you call it? I'm not sponsored by anybody, and that was not solicited. I think that was just off the dome.
Well, I think we figured out a new virtual hang. It's just us in drag.
I convinced Gerard that the MG stood for Michael Gerard. that was the name of the car. Because before, it didn't start. So I had to have it towed. Before I had it towed, I went and washed it, and he had a good time washing it. It was a lot of fun.
How do wash a car that doesn't turn over in the car wash?
That was the great part. The great part was driving slowly with buckets of warm water filled up at home in the car, driven over to where the car was parked because there wasn't a hose or anything right there.
He had
a good time. You know, he basically
You're driving a cool old car and not just the Prius
He got at the bumper. Likes it. I remember my dad had a two-door like that, something like a Datsun Z, something comparable. And my brother and I just loved to lean the passenger seat all the way forward and lean on the back of the passenger seat, just like head first into the windshield, something that I'm sure would give our mom nightmares if she knew about that. And we called it my favorite seat. And it was our favorite way to ride in that car.
My favorite seat. Did you ever have any car? I think I've asked this before on this podcast, but did you ever have any with the back seat facing out? Like a wagon with the, they had the back seats, the sort of extra seats in the back over the gas tank.
The jump seat. You talk about the jump seat? No, I did not have one of those. I've ridden in some things like that, but I have not.
Those were the days. Oldsmobile. That's the old Oldsmobile. I also had a, a Mercury Sunfire.
I think I caught one of those the other day, deep sea fishing with Dean Ween.
Shout out to Dean Ween. Got no love for my Ween.
The freaking baby wheel. Jeez.
I don't get that, but I'm sure it's a Ween reference of some sort.
You drove an old car.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up driving them. My dad, my brothers, they were all into like old things. So we had Chevy Novas.
You were hoarders.
Car hoarders. They're still car hoarders for sure. But
my friend's dad, who I bought this car from, is a car hoarder. He's admitting as much. So I feel like I'm doing a public service.
Sorry, I was plugging something in. Yeah. But and then I famously told you about the he had a Chevy Nova. It wasn't Chevy Nova.
A Nevy Chova?
Some sort of Chevy. And he flipped a cigarette out the back and then caught the entire back seat on fire. At some point, he was what's something smoking? And pulled over and his back seat was on fire.
He should have learned with the rocket in the eye.
Yep.
He should have learned with the old eye spike shirt.
Yep.
That's a shirt that you want to create?
Shirt ideas, yeah. Yeah.
He should have learned when he threw that spike straight up in the air and it came down and hit him in the eye.
Yes. Yes.
To not.
I did talk to him recently. He's doing well in Ohio. I was worried, just, you know.
Sure. Everybody.
He's a little compromised. But yeah, I hope everybody out there is doing well. And obviously, if somebody talk to you, give us a shout.
Yeah. Not forgetting about calling us at 347-470-8150.
That's it.
Because we want to hear your stories of solidarity, of survival, of low-priced assets because people are desperate.
I'd say any humorous...
low-priced assets? Were you seeing that a lot of people are selling their gear for cheap because they need money? Is that what you're saying?
I think some people are thinking about I'm never going to do this again, or I'm never going to do that again, and trying to sell whatever gear they have associated with that. I'm not speaking on any anecdotes or any sense of anything. This is just a guess.
Right.
Right.
Been driving around New York cold, seeing houses for sale, and I don't know that that I have noticed houses for sale, not seeking them out. And I don't know that that's changed much either in the past two and a half months.
I think people are
trying to get the hell out. There are people here that are like done with the city because of this, like cause they see close proximity and people being stacked up and wanting to get out.
So do you think the next big suburb boom is coming? Like
I read an article about how like New York is going to be forever changed by this. I don't know if it's true because it's all fucking speculation, but the fact that people who have been here, who have a lot of money, who don't want to deal with this anymore are going to leave, and it's going to affect all the businesses here and how they're, you know, business owners are losing out and everything's going to just, it's going to become not what it was, which in some respects I almost I would welcome some of the bullshit that's been going on here in the last 10 years.
I think what happened to New York is unfortunately like occurred against the backdrop of de Blasio and De Cuomo's penis contest. And it's really disgusting that these two guys can't even talk to each other.
They can't get their shit straight.
And everybody who rides a subway they're like children in a domestic abuse situation where they think that this is we think it's not your fault that the subway and the transit sucks this much. It's because our parents cannot get along. But you can elect new parents.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna hang up this metaphor right now.
it's a decent metaphor.
You were saying it's true.
No, it's true. It's true. But it's, you know, you have people thinking that Cuomo is God right now because he just sounds articulate next to some dumb shit. He's fucking sticking pills up his ass that he shouldn't be sticking up his ass.
It's the same problem we've had. It's the lesser two evil thing.
The bar has been set low. That's all. We get a low bar.
Yes,
right
the
now.
Bar is very low. But you know what's not very low? The
Danny's spirits. Danny's spirits are high because he got his son drunk. He gave Alfie a beer.
I did not give Alfie a beer. He grabbed an empty can because I didn't put it in the recycling bin.
Likely story.
Look, if I want to get him drunk, I want to be there. Why would I be fucking doing this podcast?
If I'm going to get him drunk, I'm going to be there cheering on the monkey knife fight in front of me. Not recording with you guys.
Oh, boy. What else is crapping out there?
Just trying to cook. Applied for unemployment insurance. I don't know how well that's going because I haven't got a call back. I have a lot of fun playing with my son, kicking the soccer ball around, and really slowly educating him about how much dog shit there is on the streets of New York, and so I could just really gradually like shrink his available play space until it's this much. No, it's just like, you know, every single dog pit that he wants, every single tree pit that he wants to play in. I'm like, You're not going in that one. You're not going in that one. Then we get to the park. You can have a good time. But yeah, I fear for the city and people all over if there isn't a balance struck between being cooped up inside the cops, the sidewalks, and the subways.
And being safe and wearing a fucking mask. Who cares? That's the biggest deal for me is people running and just walking outside blatantly. Like, I don't want to fucking wear a stupid mask. I hate it. But the majority, in my experience,
have been wearing masks in
New
York.
You live in Park Slope. I live in Crown Heights. It's different.
It's probably different.
We are not the same.
Yeah. But I was going to say that my niece graduated on Sunday.
Congratulations, niece.
Yeah, Olivia Balin, shout out. She's going to be an art teacher.
Way to go, Liv.
Yeah.
That's great.
You got it. The kids need art.
I did see troubling footage of Cincinnati a couple of days ago because they reopened and they're just like packed, bars are just like packed to the gills, like shoulder to shoulder, and just like,
well,
wasn't just like the normal, you know, people from Cincinnati. It was like, you
it's
know,
like, it's like the Reds won the World
people
Series.
People from Lynchburg decided like, we gotta go out. We've been 2.5 months, and like everybody just showed up.
Everybody from Kentucky,
like, over the line, and like is hanging out and. I know it's good for businesses and it's good for bars, but it's also
what cost?
Yeah. I mean, it really is that. It really is that. And
how far down the line are you going to pay for that? You know what I mean? Is it going to be in 6 months?
We created money. Okay. We created computers. We created money. We created stock markets. We created all these mediums of exchange that we're now saying, oh, I can't control my own life. I can't control my own destiny. We did this. Okay. We can stop and say, okay, government creates money. I need more. I need to work. I need to get money to live. Okay, government creates money.
Yeah.
Well, let's figure this out so we can all eat right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just weird to watch because they did a live stream sort of thing. And she's a valedictorian, by the way. She was one of three, I think. Three or five, something like that. Yeah, so they had a bunch of smarties in that little town. It was weird because you would watch. They had a circle with all the traffic and the car would pull up. Family would get out, or the graduate would get out, get their picture taken, and then if they wanted, the family would come out and get their picture taken, and then back in the car. And
I think a drive-through commencement would be good if you could just get the, you know, the principal leans out of the booth. You know, you lean out of the passenger side of the car,
yeah,
and then your hand, and then there's someone's taking a photograph of each one as they hand over the diploma, and then you get.
I have a better idea.
Green screen?
No green screen. It just involves a little bit of skill, not too much, but just enough to be, you know. But if you put the window down all the way, what do you got, like 18 inches up, 24 inches up?
So you're talking about Operation Cornhole.
I'm talking about Operation Shirt T-shirt Gun. Put the diploma in and just be like, okay, Ms. Balin, pa-pow! And it just shoots it right out.
Yeah. You are now graduated.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
But the thing is, like the problem, and it's hard for me to say anything because I'm out there and I don't know what's going on, but it was just disconcerting because you would see these cars roll up, somebody would get out and then get their picture, and then three other family members would get out. Not one person. And there were 70 graduates, and multiply that times at least 2-3 family members each kid. Nobody had a mask on.
It's 300 people.
There you go. Nobody had a mask on, and not only were they just taking the diplomas, shaking hands.
They were kissing them and then making their family members kiss them.
But I don't know. I don't know how do I bring that up to people I love, say. I mean, and then the people I love and the people I, you know, like obviously it's just like a whole conversation I don't want to have. And other people I've seen post things like, you know, we're not forcing you to wear a mask, grab this copy of the Constitution if you think otherwise. You know, they have a little like paper constitution set out.
However, you cannot be a full, what do you call it? A citizen of the United States without this mask.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can put a flag on it, I guess. They like flags on things.
I've seen my in-laws twice. They've driven up from PA, and we've met at Greenwood Cemetery.
and just kind of like walked around and socially distanced, and they're wearing masks and everything. My parents were feeling a little bummed that we were doing that. So on Saturday, we went to Wyckoff and we socially distanced in the backyard.
Right. You distanced yourself from working on the Buick.
I didn't. Yeah. I saw the Buick, but I was not, you know, I wasn't working on it.
You had to stay 6 feet away from it at all times.
Where's Pit My Ride nowadays? You know what I mean? That could work if you pop.
Yeah, it should be.
Seems kind of wasteful.
But I'll tell you what. Her parents were really good about it. I think because we were in like neutral ground or something. My mom and dad were like, I had like scolded them so many fucking times. My mom was like giving toys to Alfie, and I was
mask
like,
mask on you, do mask.
I was no, and or that she'd have a mask on and then it would be like down and she'd still be talking. I'm like, Mom, put your fucking mask on. Like,
here's a question. Like,
well,
did you hug?
She's like, well, I haven't left the house. So
did
you
hug your mom?
No.
Did you kiss your mom? Hello.
No,
that fucking sucked, man. I went no, to. I
it's
went.
Really,
I,
it's really weird to I do snuck, that. No touching. No,
I sneak attacked
no
my mom on Mother's Day. I showed up and didn't tell her. And if she listens to the podcast, she's now going to know that while she was saying hi to her grandson, I was in the backyard dumping compost into her compost tumbler because because New York City is no longer accepting compost anymore, either at the curbside pickup or the old farmer's market. So I had
is that just for the pandemic pile, or is that
whatever? I had a pile of eggshells that just had Staten Island written on it. So I brought some nice hanging plants for Mother's Day, and then also, nice. But I made sure to bring more of that in weight than compost, just in case I was stopped at the border.
But was your mom good about it, being that you went to her house unannounced?
She was masked, I believe. It was horrible not being able to hug my mom and kiss her goodbye. It sucks really so bad. I was happy to get her and G in the same room playing, and they didn't go crazy. So she was happy for that. And then we got out of there. We didn't dwell.
Yeah. Well, I did similar. It was a similar thing. It was mostly just so Alfie could see her and be like, "Oh yeah, no, she's not just a two-dimensional face and on the FaceTime. Like, it's a real human." But like, she just couldn't handle it, and I had to yell at her a couple times. And she was like talking over his things and like singing, and I was like, "You don't sing without your mask. Like, that is a huge part of people getting sick."
So I've been able to
fucking spitting all your viral load out, even though she has never left the house really in 3 months. Like, my dad goes out and does stuff, but I'm like, well, then he's out. Like,
I've been able to get Gerard to wear a bandana, but he really is a struggler about it. He's really not.
I'm sure. And I don't know what I would have to do if I had to put one on Alfie. He wouldn't even let me put a sun hat on him. He hates it.
While working on the MG, though, I had to one Sunday morning stop into AutoZone, and I convinced him that if he wanted to wear this headlamp of mine, if he wanted to wear my headlamp, he had to wear this bandana to come in the store with me. And he looked like a little coal miner, little heist movie guy who's breaking into the. Who's breaking into the vault. He's accepted bandanas in his every day, but here I'm sending one to you two right now. He's accepted bandanas in his every day, but masks he's definitely a pain in the butt about, which is annoying because his aunt sent matching like father son masks that are made of the same thing that match. But I don't think he's really going for it.
Yeah, I wear I just double up on the bandana. I don't wear a mask.
Double up on the bandana. You just wear two bandanas.
No, I double fold it so the light doesn't shine through. So if the light doesn't shine through, you don't have it's stuffed up enough for yourself.
So I just sent you a picture of G with his bandana and my headlamp at the same time. Kind of a
bank robber, coal miner.
Seems like you have an eye headlamp behind you right now. Just kind of reminds me of what it might look like if you were wearing a headlamp.
Eye and eye headlamp.
I do have a little treat for you. This I've been looking for it, but this is my Mercury Bobcat. I think. No, this is the Sunfire. This is the Pontiac Sunfire. Look at that motherfucker.
Bro.
Young.
How old were you?
WEB insured on right here.
I'm saying, how old were you sitting? Were you old enough to sit on
16.
That car?
Yeah. See, this car was my second. My first was like a Pinto. It was a Mercury
but
Bobcat.
You were 15?
He was an extra in Starsky
and
Hutch.
I was 16 at this point, at least.
Yeah, legally driving, I guess.
Because this is the second car I had. The first one was I would drive down. You could see this alley back here. I would drive down the alley back and forth and turn around, not on the streets because I didn't want to get in trouble because I didn't have my license. But my buddy Jeremy and I would just get in there and go back and forth down the alley practice.
Whoa. I'm sorry. Your buddy, what?
Jeremy.
Did you guys have your own TV show called Jeremy and Jeremy?
You guys are so close. We had our own baseball card shop called Jeremy and Jeremy's. Or maybe it was just Jeremy's.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's called Shea Jeremy.
Now, this was my first real car. I had to get a loan for this one, my first loan. This is a lowered
Silverado?
Chevy truck, short bed. And on the back, I had it painted to say, Black Sunshine.
You did not?
You know, like White Zombie. Yeah, I absolutely
Black
did.
Sunshine? You must have gotten pulled over all the time.
That's like begging to get
there
pulled
goes
over.
That Black Sunshine pickup again. Think right. He's got any slug beers in there? Yeah.
Slug beer. There's a trail of slime leading to his tailgate.
Oh, man. Look at that. Look at that. Little.
I don't know what I'm looking at. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a car.
I got in trouble before I got my license at my best friend was a year and a half older than me, so he let me take his car out before I got my license. And
you probably
smart.
Sunk
we
it.
Were not
you probably
smart
sank
about
it in
no.
Lake Snug.
No.
Grudged it.
He drove out the driveway and drove like a quarter of the way up the block, and then stopped. And then I got out. And we didn't do it in far enough away from my parents, who watched me get out of the car and go from the passenger side into the driver's side and then drive around for 10, 15 minutes and then came back. And I obviously wasn't driving back up in the driveway. And they're like, we saw you get out. I was like, no, what are you talking about? I wasn't driving. They're like, no, we saw you, dumbass. Like, next time, pull to the next
yeah,
street.
Yeah, wait till you go around the corner.
You dumb bastard.
You can learn.
By the way, you're grounded.
You can learn how to pull out of driveways, you know, some other time, on another occasion.
Yeah.
That's true. I lost out on learning how to back out of the driveway, which for some reason we have a straight driveway, but I always end up, you know, running into the grass. I don't know why. It's weird.
Can I show this picture, Mike, of G with the headlamp on?
Go ahead.
Cool with that?
Go ahead.
For the listener, go to join our Patreon and you can see this cute picture.
That's right. And pictures of people with petunia on their arms.
Well, you also would have gotten a little eyeball earlier in this episode of Young Alfie. So this would have been proof of and Danny's Homer Simpson indicator. So this would have been proof of a couple.
What was
of
the
things.
Oh my HSI for what? What's that?
The baby knocked down the beer and
smelled
like
putting
beer.
Your beer can away.
Oh man,
that's like five points.
I hope you just keep that in, Jeremy.
Bro, that's like a five.
Ooh, I got
minute
to go for a second. You probably heard it for a second. It was
bro,
like,
that's like a 5 minute major.
Because when you left, I was like, oh my god, did he give a beer to Alfie?
Yeah,
to keep
we were
quiet?
Sure you did give Alfie the beer because Kate had us convinced. That's pretty good.
Oh god.
Yeah, she was like,
how much beer was in that beer can?
That was it was perfect. It's a memorable line.
I'm a
it's
champion.
Like
I know how to drink beer.
It's like mimic.
His lips smell like beer. I'm like, I don't know. I can't help that.
Oh boy.
I can't help how much beer he smells.
You know what he's
like.
Doing right now? Dude, he smooches himself. He looks at the mirror and he kisses the mirror. Anytime he sees himself, he smooches himself.
Maybe really? He can go into professional
That's
wrestling.
Really sweet. Yeah, oh yeah.
It was always was that Gorgeous George?
Yeah.
There's a few of those. Yeah, exactly. I've been doing that. Oh yeah. What was older, the Mercury or that tattoo?
Honestly, it was the mercury.
Yeah. Which is in better shape now?
It's probably been recycled, much like El Cavalier.
I'm saying maybe the car was revisited unto you in the form of, I don't know, a knife that you bought.
That's true. And you too, you know, same
That's
way.
True.
You
I do have a bunch of knives.
Been, drank a seltzer out of an aluminum can.
I feel bad for my boss at work. I really feel
my
like.
My cast iron pan seems to have the Chevrolet written underneath it for some reason.
I did take the time to re-season the cast iron pans this quarantine. But I feel bad for my boss because I feel like he's probably sharpened all his knives already. And he's just like.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm running out of recipes.
Sorry?
I'm running out of recipes. I'm like trying to think.
You're running out of recipes?
Try thinking outside the box to do different
things.
Try
this gnocchi with brown butter and sage.
Hey,
thank you.
You know what I just did? I'm on Sunday night. I made gnocchi with a bison ragu. I made my own bison ragu, which is really fucking delicious.
Buffalo meat, Canadian. Check out a little, it's vegetarian. Check out. Gnocchi with a little brown butter and sage. It's super simple.
Yeah.
You make the gnocchi, you melt the butter, you cook the gnocchi in the butter.
Freshly,
you take
fresh?
Out
the,
Are you, you make you're making gnocchi though?
You boil it. Yeah. Oh no,
well,
am I making it myself?
Boiling it is not making it.
Yeah, boiling
it.
I'm not making it with a fork. No.
I do.
I'm not ricing the potatoes and getting the semolina and melding them.
I haven't been able to get regular flour, so I'm only using white rice flour, which is actually pretty fun. Tastes pretty
that
good.
That still works?
I branched out into some Korean fried chicken.
It definitely works. You made Korean fried chicken?
I made a Korean fried chicken, and I'm going to go for another one this week. And probably a mapo tofu, too.
If you go to Trader Joe's,
order
they have
today
a...
that,
okay,
that
let's
was supposed
not,
to
right.
have...
Okay, good flex.
It was
okay,
supposed,
right,
to,
so
it was supposed
it.
To have a more sriracha in it, and they said they replaced it with Wegman sriracha, but they didn't. They replaced
I'm sorry,
it with the
sriracha.
Same.
Is it 2012? What is going on? There are other hot sauces in the world, you know. There
no,
are real.
Know,
there are real hot sauces.
No, no, I've got plenty of those too. But I that's like a that's a condiment that's used frequently. It's not. I have a whole fucking refrigerator full of spicy hot sauce.
I have a second refrigerator just of hot sauces, okay? That's what's up.
Me too. And a third refrigerator just of beer that is made from hot sauces.
Interesting. I have a fourth refrigerator that is just Verde hot sauces only.
Oh, weird too, because I got a fourth one like that too, but my fifth one is all Rojas. It's all Salsa Rojas.
That's very interesting because my sixth fridge is just all Añejos. There's no Reposados. It's nothing but the finest tequilas that are made of silver. There's only silver tequilas
cool.
in there.
No,
yeah.
That's cool. Well, my seventh refrigerator is just full of mezcal.
He said, "Hello, police! Hello, police! This guy's got seven fridges, and one of them has illegal booze in it. You can go to his house at 123 Fake Street."
I feel like when you said "route," what is it? Rojas. It reminded me of Roadhouse. I looked at myself and I was like, I look like a. An extra in
a
lesbian
do look like
version
a guy
of Rojas.
You do look like a guy who's about to get clocked by Dalton. That's how you. That's
like
your name
remake?
In the credits. That's your name in the credits too. Guy clocked by Dalton.
By Dalton.
I would take that role.
I'd say they used. To, I think movie roles used to be made better.
What? No, not nice.
I was going to say Basil. Basil
I've
killed
neglected.
By Danny.
I've been,
I know.
I've been
I knew that role. Basil killed by Danny. I've seen that one before.
I killed it, and I feel really bad about it.
Yeah, you
and I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can bring it back if I just pull the.
Somebody from the consulate is going to come to your house and rip all the Italian flags out of your apartment.
Everything.
My sweet Italian.
My damn sweet Italian. Like, you didn't use it. This doesn't drain. It didn't drain well enough.
From this day forward, your name is Don Tamper. Go away.
I lose the vowels at the end of my name.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to take three of your vowels. It's not up to me.
And now we're letting in Jeremy. Jeremy, go ahead and try yours. You just have to do one Italian word
Jeremy
to get in.
Jeremy
Cavallari. No, get the fuck out.
Go home.
Oh boy.
We should have all just. We should have all just bought the dollar houses in like south of Sicily and waited it all out. I think we would have been. Would have been best for us.
I think there's a few towns for sale in Sicily, like a whole
town.
Yeah.
There's definitely. I'm just saying that at this point, I'm sure there's still a couple.
For the reader, if you have a passport, for the listener, if you have a passport, you're doing better than me. My passport's expired, so I don't know how I'm going to escape this hell country.
You're fucked.
Yeah, I'm really fucked. So I'm going to have to actually stow away to get to your country. So if you're in another country and you think it's doing better than us right now, and if you've got a way to get me there, let us know at 347-470-8150 or... info at the adventures of Danny and Mike dot Danny and Mike dot Danny and Mike dot com. Is that what it is?
Let's go with that. Yeah.
You know, Mike, just throwing it out there.
In my neighborhood,
there's a lot of people that send stuff to the Caribbean, Barbados, blah blah blah.
Yes.
And they have these big tubs.
They do not send seltzer, Jeremy. They don't send seltzer down there.
No, but they have like a couple times. When I lived upstairs on the fourth floor, my neighbor would go back to Barbados and she would
ship some stuff, right?
Delivered like a shipment, and it's these big, like tubular, 4 foot tall bins. So I'm saying we could stick you in one of those with just enough food. We get you like, you know, 10 or 12 oxygen tanks
I like the idea of hibernation as sort of an answer to quarantine. Like that humans would just sort of develop the ability to just go to sleep for 2 months and say, oh, this is fucked. I'm sure people wake up later and see if the binging and the metabolic processes that go with that is what I'm talking about, that we would develop that power over a while because if you want to think about like a quokka or what's that other one? A wombat, you know, these are things that like, they're furry. They live under the ground. They eat frickin' whatever, and they hibernate a lot. You're not kidding. If you're buying a quokka, all right, you get a quokka for maybe 3 months out of the year. You're not getting a lot of usable quokka here. There's hibernation costs. There's transportation costs. So I'm just saying, we should develop that ability, because then we could put this quarantine to use better.
I believe there are people doing that now. I believe if you don't have a pet and you don't have children, you could hibernate through this whole thing.
All you have to do is disable that Netflix pop-up that says, are you still watching? Are you still watching? If you disable that, you could definitely be able to hibernate.
Very good.
There have been a few stories of people waking up, though, and finding out, or coming back to society. Obviously, there's like a hipster version of that.
Anthony Scaramucci is not the president. See that?
But yeah, wouldn't that be insane to wake up and like the entire world has changed?
You know who that happened to? Jared Leto.
Yeah, that's who I was trying to think
Jared of. Leto was on some fucking retreat for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's
no
crazy.
Cell phones, no nothing.
And but imagine came his name out was just Jeremy like, Leto.
Quarantined.
Nope.
Bro, I didn't realize that. But when you transformed yourself for the Joker, I really believed it.
Oh, thanks,
man. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's.
I wanted to believe, but I still believed it.
Sometimes,
look, I'm not getting back into movies unless I'm the Joker, says Jared Leto. Okay, because otherwise, I'm just playing in my fucking band.
No bigs.
No big deal.
I did want to say I read an article in the Wall Street Journal about
why
baseball cards from the 80s and 90s are now becoming more valuable.
Yeah,
so,
because certain people have chosen to go quarantine back at their parents' houses and are going through their basements.
They're up in the attic, like digging through them.
Editorial in the Wall Street Journal. Poor people don't deserve to make enough money. I click on it. This is paywalled. I'm not going to pay to read this.
Says Ken Griffey Jr. has been retired for a decade, but his 89 rookie upper deck card has doubled in value.
Yes, the Ken Griffey card.
I would think a Ken Griffey is fine. Give me I don't know. Who's a good one? Let's get a Robin Ventura card.
One second. I got something here.
Robin Ventura card.
I just happened to have one right on the floor right here for you.
No, you don't.
Of course, my favorite. This was who I was going for.
Hey-o.
A little guy named Pete Incaviglia.
Oh, my God. That is ridiculous.
I think he was.
I would like to know how much my Greg Jeffries signed card.
He was the
is worth.
He was the Lance Berkman of his time. No, what dudes? No,
that's for you, bud.
No,
Mad Mo and Mike. This is we got this when we went to Brew Beer. but this is a redhead kid mowing just like you.
Pete Incavelia.
And Pete and Pete. That's for you, bud. Saved it. Saved it for you. Well, Danny walked away probably to tend to the child. He's probably drinking more beer, so maybe we should.
He's got to give the baby more beer, so we should. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. All I could find was
first appearance of Punisher.
Spider-Man.
I hope you're keeping that safe. That should be in hard plastic. Also, we can't hear you anymore.
More.
Yeah, your mic went out.
Gotcha.
Sorry, I'm not in my actual room. I don't know how did you have a baseball card in your fucking kitchen, Michael?
I don't know.
It was underneath my fridge. That's where I keep it, Pete Incavelia, because he eats so much.
All right, gents, we should probably wrap this up.
One last thing. Bartolo Colon wants to be a Met at 47 and pitch.
Can't do it. No, we only have one guy with a secret family at the time, and that's Vito Fisella.
But, I mean, I would love to see Colon back on the mound at 50 years old, nearly 50 years old, personally. I mean, he was good when he was pitching when he was 45.
And we took a shot on Julio Franco. That worked out.
I mean, that was fun.
My favorite stance, man.
It's a good one.
All right. Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike. You can find video content there.
With the spelled out, you know.
Exactly. You can find video episodes on there for $5 a month. And there's all different kinds of ways you can support. We do
appreciate
it.
For $10 a month,
it.
You can sponsor my sweet Italian basil.
$25 a month, you can go to Danny's house and smack the Italian out of him.
But check out the Last Podcast Network. They do amazing things over there. We're proud to be part of them. And
volunteer. See how you can help out in your local community.
There you go. It's a very good time to do that.
Like delivering meals in an urban setting is a good, useful thing. Helping older people who need help with grocery shopping. Maybe some people just want to talk.
Some
Italians are very bad at gardening.
I have talked to several of my neighbors since this, which is a good positive thing that's happening. Also, I posted something on Facebook today. A girl went missing in my home county. If you're listening, if you could check that out and share it, if you would.
We have a high.
Sorry to bum
Ohio
out.
Ohio.
Yeah, so keep an eye out, Buckeyes. And
she just disappeared, and it's incredibly sad.
Kentuckians.
And I think there's another gal too that's now disappeared. So they're. Yeah, I don't want to presume, but check that out if you would. We'd appreciate you spreading the story out and about. Also, you can find this guy right here on top of the video at D Tamborelli on the Insta, on the Twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the
Danny Tamborelli on Instagram.
Mike said at Michael C. Marona on the Twits. I am at Remy Balin, at Jeremy Balin on the Instagram. Also, check out my new podcast. Going Dork. The website's up, goingdork.com. You will be seeing guests like Michael C. Marona, Danny Tamborelli, people like that. We talk about UFOs and ghosts and stuff, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
Ghosts.
And that's Alfie.
Hey, Alfie. Look at that handsome boy.
You get that little sweet little boy.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Danny and Mike.
Say that. Now
that's
he
right.
just says banana or nana. And I ask him where his tooties are, and he points to his feet.
They're in his shoes.
And then I say, "Where's mommy's tits?" And he goes right for him because we say titties in the house, and so now he knows what boobies are.
In this house, we say titties, is what you're saying.
Mm.
So
interesting.
We're gonna have to change that at some point.
Yeah,
but
maybe when he comes out of hibernation.
Yeah,
true.
You're saying just sort of work up to it. Build up to it. All right, I've started the outro music, boys. So we got just a few left. If there's any parting words, I just want everybody to stay safe out there. Thank you for all of our first line workers. Exactly.
Love your families.
And,
love each other.
Yes.
Love each other.
Oh, and there's the credits.
Love each other.
That's
Bye.
It.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
See you, boys. Love you guys. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.